Good afternoon, and welcome to 21st Century Holding Company's second quarter financial results conference call. My name is Tyrone, and I'll be your operator today. Please note today's call is being recorded. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. You may press star then one on your touch-tone telephone. Also, be advised to limit your questions so that others may be allowed time for questions as well. You may re-enter the queue for any follow-up questions by pressing star then one again. Now, I'll read the following safe harbor statement. Statements in this conference call or in documents incorporated by reference that are not historical facts are forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements are subject to certain risks and uncertainties that could cause actual events and results to differ materially from those discussed herein. Without limiting or generality of the foregoing words such as may, will, expect, believe, anticipate, intend, could, would, estimate, or continue, or the negative or other variations thereof, comparable terminology, and intended to identify forward-looking statements. The risks and uncertainties include, but are not limited to, the risks and uncertainties described in this conference call or from time to time in our filings with the SEC. Furthermore, the unaudited consolidated financial statements of 21st Century Holding Company for the quarter ended June 30th, 2010, have been prepared in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles for interim financial accepted accounting principles. For the interim financial information with the instructions for Form 10-Q and Rule 10-01 Regulation S-X. These financial statements do not include all information and notes required by GAAP for complete financial statements and should be read in conjunction with the audited consolidated financial statements and notes thereto, including in the company's annual report Form 10-K for the year ended December 31st, 2009. 21st Century Holding Company specifically disclaims any obligation to update or revise any forward-looking statement, whether as a result of new information, future developments, or otherwise. Now, at this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Michael Braun, Chief Executive Officer and President of 21st Century Holding Company. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Pete and I would like to thank everyone for joining us today to discuss 21st Century Holding Company's second quarter 2010 earnings results. I would like to review the highlights of our financial results as well as provide our outlook on the second half of the year. Following my remarks, we will open up the call to your questions. Our second quarter results continue to reflect the challenging rate environment in Florida, not just for 21st Century, but for the entire industry. However, we expect our performance to improve in the second half of this year as a result of both improved conditions and the actions that we have taken to position the company for success. Let me begin with the financial highlights of the quarter. For the 3 months ending June 30, 2010, the company reported a net loss of $2.3 million or $0.30 per share on 7.9 million average undiluted and diluted shares outstanding, compared with net income of $0.8 million or $0.10 per share on 8.01 million undiluted and diluted shares outstanding in the same three-month period last year. For the 6 months ending June 30, the company reported a net loss of $3.3 million or $0.42 per share on 7.95 million average undiluted and diluted shares outstanding, compared with a net income of $1.1 million or $0.14 per share on 8.01 million average undiluted and diluted. Net premiums earned decreased $3.4 million or 23.7% to $10.9 million for the 3 months ending June 30, 2010, compared with $14.3 million for the same three-month period last year. Net premiums earned decreased $6.3 million or 22.2% to $21.9 million for the 6 months ending June 30, 2010, compared with $28.2 million for the same six-month period last year. Total revenues decreased $2.3 million or 13.2% to $15 million for the 3 months ending June 30, 2010, compared with $17.3 million for the same three-month period last year. Total revenues decreased $2.2 million or 6.6% to $30.8 million for the 6 months ending June 30, 2010, as compared to $33 million for the same six-month period last year. As I mentioned, we continue to operate in a challenging rate environment. As a result, we have maintained a disciplined approach to our underwriting in the quarter, by writing and renewing only those policies that match our underwriting guidelines and turning down businesses not profitable. This discipline, while appropriate in building long-term value for our shareholders, has had an impact on our revenues and net premiums earned in this quarter. During the last 12 months, we have taken steps to position the company to return to profitable growth as the environment improves, and we are confident about our outlook as we head into the second half of the year. Reinsurance costs have decreased as expected due to better exposure management and more favorable terms on our private reinsurance program versus the prior year. The total cost of our property reinsurance program has dropped from about $52 million to $43 million. We will see the benefit of the savings flow through our financials starting with the third quarter. The rate increases that we achieved both last year and this year continue to work their way through our portfolio. In the second half of the year, we will enjoy more benefit from those rate increases. The rate increases also benefit our ability to write new policies because it allows us to write more new policies on terms that are attractive to us. While we maintain our disciplined approach in our underwriting, we expect to be able to write more new business after the peak of the hurricane season passes. Demand for our insurance products remain high in Florida, and we see no reason for that demand to decrease. We believe we are well positioned to serve that demand and capitalize on those opportunities as they present. With that, we are glad to open up the call to your questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question or comment, please press star then one on your touchtone telephone. If your question has been answered and you wish to remove yourself from the queue, you may do so by pressing the pound key. Again, if you have a question or comment, please press star then one on your touchtone telephone. We have a question from William Myers of Miller Asset Management. Your line is open.
Hi, yeah, thanks for taking my question. You included on your press release at the bottom loss ratios. And it looks to me like they are the loss ratios are up. Could you just explain? Is that something that varies very much from quarter to quarter and year to year? And is there any kind of explanation for the changes? Thanks.
Yeah, with that, I think maybe Pete's better to answer that question. But obviously, there can always be volatility from quarter to quarter. If you're looking at the loss ratios from last year this time to and comparing it to this year, what happens is the loss ratio is based on our earned premium. Our earned premium is a lot less this period compared to last period because of the difference in reinsurance costs this period versus last period. So basically, the denominator was a lot smaller this period as compared to last period. So that's what you're seeing. That plus, as Mike said, there's no kind of rhyme or reason to it. Some quarters you just get hit with bigger reported claims.
Okay, then that's helpful. And would you tend to believe that it would then trend back towards normal or whatever normal is in the second half of the year as you write more policies, or is that not a safe thing to say?
Well, it's safe to say that the denominator is going to be larger because there'll be more earned premium because there's less of the premium being ceded to reinsurance. So in a flat world, all things being equal, no storms, no large claims reported, just all things being equal, yes, it will improve.
And William, I'll add a little to that. Our book was significantly impacted by mitigation credits and high reinsurance costs. We now have a new reinsurance contract that started effective July 1, which is about $10 million less. And we've also have less policies in force where our disciplined underwriting has not taken